Evening, Mr. Keenan. I understand you have some
Good
customers.
afternoon, Anthony. I got something I'd like to read to you.
Go right ahead.
I found something on the internet today that I wanted to share with you personally because I needed to read this to somebody, for somebody to listen to me as I read this.
Please, by all means.
Father, I recognize my need for time alone with you. I lay down my schedule, my agenda, and anything else in my life that would keep me from that time. Please forgive me for the way I often squander away the minutes, hours, and days of my life. Give me the power to invest time wisely. And what do you
Great.
think?
I like it. Very nice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all consumed with, our work schedules, our commitments, and our daily lives, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. When are people going to set that time, when they get that time to themselves, set it aside for the Lord, take some time. To have that one-on-one relationship, that intimate relationship with the Lord. That's what people should be doing after work, Just even if it's only for a few minutes. Take time for the Lord.
So you think it's good?
Good, it's great. Absolutely.
Oh, good. That's why I wanted to share with you that because I found that this morning on the internet.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
But thank you for your time and thank you for listening because that is all for today. But I just wanted to share with one of my friends that when I read that out loud, because I wanted somebody to hear me.
You picked the right guy. You picked the right guy. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Anthony.
Anytime, my friend, you know that.
And I will see you on Friday night at Michael's outing.
Looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a great night.
Okay, and you have a wonderful night. Thank you again for listening.
Anytime, my friend, you know that. And have a blessed rest of your week, and I'll see you Friday night.
You too. Bye for now.
Bye for now.